The Brahmin and the Old Woman. One day, a high-class Brahmin, a person from the Hindu priest caste, went to the Ganges for a swim. This man also held the esteemed position of judge in the Calcutta High Court. He was a great scholar and pundit. His name was Sri Durdas Banuji. On that particular day, he was supposed to go to court, and he was late, so he could not spend as much time as usual bathing in the Ganges. After taking a quick dip, he was on his way back home when all of a sudden he heard someone say, "Hello, hello, can you spare a moment?" It was an elderly woman. The Brahmin said, "Yes." The woman said, "My priest could not come today, and there is no one to conduct our daily house prayers. My daily house prayers can't be performed without a Brahmin. You're a Brahmin. Will you do me a favor? Will you come and do the prayers? Our house deity will be displeased if he is not worshipped today. Please come." So the Brahmin said to the old lady, "Yes, I'll come." And he followed her to her house. He was well educated, a great scholar who knew Sanskrit and the scriptures far better than the Brahmin who usually conducted her prayers. He did everything. It took him more than an hour. After he was finished, the lady said to him, "I wish to reward you. I'd like to give you something for the prayer ceremony. I'll pay your fee, and I'd like you to take some coconuts and bananas." The Brahmin said, "No, I can't take anything." "Please, you have to take this," the old lady said. "You've done me a great favor. Please accept money and fruits for your prayers." But the man said, "No, I can't do it. I'm happy I was able to help you, but I can't accept a fee." Then he left hurriedly. The lady didn't know who he was, and he never told her of the important position he held. Even though he held such a high post, he still regarded his duty to other people as supreme.